Are you sitting in a beer garden watching Depends? Let me translate that for those of us who don't speak Pittsburghese. I wondered if you'll watch the Penguins play in the Stanley Cup Finals at a bar tonight. Well, sort of. Pittsburghese is a dialect being studied by a group of linguists at Carnegie Mellon University, which, of course, is in Pittsburgh. We wanted to know a little more about Pittsburghese. So we decided to come here to Pittsburgh's famous original hot dog shop to talk to people about Pittsburghese and to find out what it sounds like. Hi, sir.
Hi, how you doing, sir?
How are you? What's your name?
My name is Skip Maxson.
And are you a local?
Yes, I am. Born and raised in Pittsburgh.
Do you speak Pittsburghese?
Yes, I do speak Pittsburghese, and we actually say Pittsburgh, but it's not proper English, so I don't use it anymore. I used to say Pittsburgh.
My name is Alec Carestasi. I'm born and raised in Pittsburgh. Basically, I know one phrase. Hey, Yens guys, we need to red up this room for the Stiller game and that. That's about it.
What did you just say?
Hey, you guys, we need to clean up this room for the football game. Pretty much.
One of the things that Pittsburghers would tell you right away is that when they're talking about going to where all the buses go and where all the shops are and so on, they would talk about going downtown.
That's Barbara Johnstone. She's a linguistics professor at Carnegie Mellon. She runs the Pittsburgh Speech and Society Project. Johnstone's recorded hundreds of Pittsburghers, all with the goal of preserving this unique dialect.
As I say, it's a big enough house, so she has her part of the house, I have my part of the house. And
that ah sound is unique to Pittsburgh. But a few other Pittsburgh words have seeped out beyond city limits, like yins, which means you all, and nebby, that means nosy. But even though most Pittsburghers know the words...
Older people use them more than younger people, and what that suggests is that in certain respects the dialect is dying out.
Dying out because many Pittsburghers are embarrassed to speak it, including Jane Smith. I met her at the original hot dog shop.
Do you speak Pittsburghese?
Yes, I do, because I live here, but I try not to.
Do you allow your kids to speak it?
No.
Professor Barbara Johnstone says that's normal. Dialects constantly wither and evolve. And besides, her mind's on something else at the moment, tonight's big game.
Go Pens. Maybe you'd say it a little bit differently if you were a native Pittsburgher. I think you might say go Pens.